This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. One of the plans I had when I retired was to start reading some of my many books. I don't know how many I've got. There are lots. And well, that was the idea anyway. And unfortunately, I've still got lots sitting there not read. But look, one of them I really want to read is a book called Leadership by the former mayor of New York, Rudolph Giuliani. You might recognize his name. He was mayor of New York, a large city, for two terms and will be best remembered for his work on September 11, 2001, when the World Trade Center buildings were destroyed in those horrible days there back in September 2001. It was his greatest leadership challenge, and how can we forget that image, the terrible images of the falling buildings, and so many innocent lives were lost in those moments. And I recall seeing on TV myself the mayor walking in the dust and panic of the New York City streets hours after the attack. Of course, nobody had predicted that. And he says in the book, from what I've read briefly, that the events of September 11 affected him more than anything else in his life. And I'm not surprised by that at all. Rudolph Giuliani led the people of New York through the aftermath and the grief and the cleanup process. He went to hundreds of funerals of friends and especially the city firefighters who died in this unbelievable tragedy. And one part of this book, Leadership, says how when faced with difficult decisions, he'd look out his office window and look at St. Paul's Cathedral, which was nearby. And he said in the book, "I feel inspired by God's enduring presence in our city and in our country." And on the day of the attack, he specifically asked for the New York Fire Brigade chaplain to pray with him. And the chaplain himself was killed. But people began to ask the question, where is God in this crisis? And I'm sure you can remember that day. And one of the newscasters summed it up at the end of that sad Tuesday when he said, "The foundations of America have been shaken." So in times of crisis, what do we do? Do we panic? Do we ask questions? Or do we do as Rudolph Giuliani did and call out to God or get someone to come and pray? I think this is a very important question. And there's a story from many decades ago about a construction worker. He was employed on a high-rise building project, required him and others to work after dark. And he was busy on the edge of one of the walls, which was quite a few stories high, when he suddenly lost his balance. And he fell, and as he fell over the edge, he managed to grab the edge of the wall with his fingertips, and he hung on, hoping someone would discover this terrible, perilous situation. He was in total darkness, just hanging on, crying for help. No one could hear him due to the noise at the construction site, and very soon his arms grew weak and his fingers began to relax. He tried hard to force them to hold on. Eventually he lost his grip. He started to pray. No miracle. His fingers slipped from the wall. In a cry of horror, he fell exactly 3 inches to a scaffold that had been there all the time. You see, he hadn't seen that because of the darkness. And I think that very simple story illustrates the situations we find ourselves in when we face various crises in life. For many of us, we've faced or are facing some crisis. No matter who you are, no one is protected or armoured from crisis. The word crisis, C-R-I-S-I-S, is itself the word for turning point. The turning point, for better or worse, a time of decision, a very significant decision. And sometimes we feel we're all alone trying to do all we can to save ourselves, crying out for help and feeling unheard until we just let go, I guess. And that's the time when we discover that God is with us, that God's strength is a very present help. And in times of discouragement, we don't know what to do. But I want to assure you that you're safe in God's hands. We don't see because of the darkness that surrounds us, but God is there. Well, Heavenly Father, we know it's never too late to change how we think. We get stuck in a rut, but we know, Lord, that you can change us for the better, particularly in a time of crisis. I want to go forward, Lord, into the newness of life, because Jesus has come to bring me hope and a new life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.